Welcome to Big Moves NBA Talk. It's the talk show. To my right, I got
Charlie.
To my left,
Ryan.
Again, back at it again.
Yes, sir.
Today we're going to talk about what we think are going to be the NBA awards for next season. So, Ryan, you want to kick it off?
Sure. For MVP, I got Anthony Davis.
Whoa, okay. Let's take a timeout.
That's not
so
bad.
LeBron James, the GOAT, in his at the end of his prime is not better than Anthony Davis.
Dude, you act like it's
okay.
Not like a best.
LeBron is better than James Harden, but James Harden got MVP this year.
Okay. Okay, so who does more for their team? LeBron James, who carried the Cavaliers to the NBA Finals, then Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis
puts
up MVP stats every single year.
It doesn't matter.
But his team is never the like one or two seed. That's the only reason he doesn't get these awards.
What about LeBron?
Okay, that's LeBron. It's Anthony Davis.
Trust me.
I won't be surprised if he's
if LeBron
in the talks.
LeBron last year he got to do everything because he had no teammates. This year he has better teammates. So I think he's. I think it's basically like points per game. Whoever has like the most points per game like is probably going to get it.
Yeah. I don't think Anthony Davis is a bad one, Zach.
I think Anthony Davis is.
I think he's definitely in the talk, but
LeBron hasn't got it in like MVP. What? Like 6 years ago was like the last time.
So unfortunately.
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
What's your next one?
And then for most improved player, I got three people. It's either going to be Zach LaVine.
That's who I had.
DeJounte Murray.
Mm.
Or, you know, got to go with my boy, Reggie Jackson.
Isn't Reggie Jackson like 40?
No.
Can't win that award when you're a veteran.
Sure. Yeah.
He's a guy.
Jimmy Butler won it how many years ago?
Like his third, fourth year in his career.
And then Rookie of the Year, I have Colin Sexton because he's going to get to carry.
Yeah.
He's a Cavs in college. Mm-hmm. And then Coach of the Year, I got Brad Stevens because the Celtics are going to win a lot of games. And Sixth Man of the Year, I got Lou Williams
because
he's an all-star and he's coming off the bench. And DPOY, I got Kawhi.
Ooh, Kawhi.
So who do you have, Charlie, for Defensive Player of the Year?
Rudy Gobert. I got him going back-to-back.
I can see that.
All he does is get blocks.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's
what
and he's also a really good paint protector.
Okay.
So you're saying
I'm saying he's a really good defender.
But you think
he's better than Kawhi?
I never said that.
Yeah, you kind of are.
No, I said
defensive player of the year.
I think Rudy Gobert is a better defender than Kawhi. But he's not a better player.
I don't know, man.
Bro.
Kawhi's known for his defense.
So Rudy Gobert's his contract, his millions of dollars because of defense.
So is Kawhi.
Kawhi can put the ball in the basket. Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert can't do that.
That's if he wants to play for the team he's on.
You're right.
All right.
Should I go next?
Sure.
MVP. I got LeBron James.
Okay.
Anybody want to argue about that?
No, that could happen.
Rookie of the Year, I have DeAndre Ayton. I think he's going to be the next cat, Karl-Anthony Towns.
No, I don't like
And I think he's going to be a good fit with the Suns and Devin Booker, and I think they are on the way up.
I don't.
And I think they'll make the playoffs in 3 or 4 years.
I don't like DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
He doesn't play a lick of defense.
Does the NBA play defense?
Yes. There's a lot of players who play defense.
Yeah, some.
You're saying the whole NBA is no defense whatsoever. So you think he's going to get easy buckets?
I think there is some defense.
Yeah, sometimes. Like, a couple players. But there's a lot of times where it's like a one-on-one fast break and you just don't try to stop.
Mm-hmm. So I don't. DeAndre Ayton, I don't know. There's something about him. I just don't like him.
Moving on, Defensive Player of the Year, I got Kawhi Leonard. Most Improved Player of the Year, I got Zach LaVine. I think he's going to make a lot of improvements this year in Chicago. Coach of the Year, I have Brad Stevens. I think he probably should have won it last year. And he is the youngest coach in the NBA, right?
Something like that.
That's impressive to me. And then Sixth Man of the Year, I have Eric Gordon.
All right, that's a pretty solid one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do mine.
Charlie, what's yours? Who's your MVP?
My MVP is LeBron. Rookie of the Year is Luka Doncic, the savior of white basketball players.
That's interesting.
How? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Well, no, say. What are you going to say?
Nothing.
All right. Been defense player of the year, I got Rudy Gobert. Sixth man, I got Lou Will. And most improved, I got Andrew Wiggins. I think he's going to... His defense this year... Why are you looking at me like that?
Why do you think... What do you think is going to change from this year to the next year?
Wiggins, I feel like his assists and rebounds are going to go up.
For what reason?
True.
I feel like...
He's your favorite player, so you should know everything about him.
Well,
you talk about him every day.
At the end of the year, last year, you saw he was getting like 8 rebounds a game.
True.
5 assists. Because like...
That's because he started trying at the end. That's the playoffs.
Yeah. And end of season. The playoffs, so he proves he can do it. So I feel like if he does it the whole year, I feel like he can... Be most improved.
Last year was his projected blow-up year, and what did he do? He had the worst season
But we also had Jimmy Butler, Jamal Crawford. They all take shots. Cat improved. They take shots. Taj takes shots. Jeff takes shots. Year before then, he had Ricky
Rubio.
That's
kind of funny because they're all going to be on the team except for Jamal Crawford, most likely.
What?
They're all still going to be on the team this year, so what's your point?
What I'm saying is, like, 2 years... What are you trying to say?
Well, not last year, but the year before, he averaged 23 points per game. So that's going to be pretty hard to
Well, because there's no Jimmy.
Yeah, but, like, if he gets most improved, there has to be, like, a big jump in all stats.
And I feel like Ricky Rubio, because Ricky Rubio was going to score. So there's, like, him and Kat and Levine. Then somebody else going to win most improved is Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could have a breakout year.
He is... going to be a really good player.
And then my coach here will be Brad Stevens.
It's pretty good.
Alright. You guys want to hop on to the Christmas awards and all that? Or the Christmas games?
The Christmas awards. Yeah. 12 p.m. Eastern time, so 11 Central time. We got Bucks and Knicks.
You know what's sad about this? I don't watch any of these games.
Why?
Because at work, I have to work from 8:30 in the morning to 11.
On Christmas?
Yeah, to 11 o'clock at night.
Who goes to a movie at 8 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day?
People do. No. I won't be able to watch any of these games.
Dude.
Oh, that's when are you going to open your presents?
Entire day?
Shoot, I'll probably before.
Oof.
It's going to be rough.
How do you know that schedule already?
Because they talked about it last night at work. So it's going to be rough.
That's so tough. Did you know you couldn't have gotten out of it?
Nope, I tried. I tried requesting it last night and they denied.
That's tough.
All right, so what's the first game?
The first game is Bucks Knicks. Then at 2 o'clock Central Time, we're talking Central Time on all these now, is Thunder and Rockets. Is a good game.
Yeah,
that would be a good game.
That would be a good game. Yep.
Melo's return to OKC.
That's a good game. I got Rockets, probably. But who knows? Sixers, Celtics at 4:30.
They got a little bit of a rivalry.
Yeah.
They do.
Embiid.
Yeah.
And
Aaron Baines.
That'll be a fun game to watch. And then Lakers and Warriors.
So LeBron. Warriors.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, I like these.
We're always going to win that game.
Yeah, but...
It'd be cool to see LeBron go against them.
Yeah. On a different team now.
Yeah.
Trailblazers and Utah Jazz at 9:30. That's a good ending game. I like that. That'd be a fun game to watch. The Jazz and Trailblazers are two teams that have good chemistry and they've been playing together for a while.
Last Christmas, woke up, did presents, and watched the games all day. That's all I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. That's literally all I do. Especially the 11 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Right after you open presents. That's the way to go. I'm telling y'all. And those are on ESPN and ABC. I think that'll be fun.
Oh yeah. For sure, those games.
We'll have to hop into NBA opening day here.
You know, I already got the 10 game pass.
That a boy.
Gonna go see Luka Doncic, my guy.
You're gonna bring me, right?
Shoot, I'm gonna tell Lucas the Mavericks suck, so you won't want to go. But you know, I'm excited to see Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you on that one.
And then, you know, because Timbo's just beast. Every game be fun to go to.
You're right.
Yeah, we have good luck too with the games we go to. Remember the one against the Bucks? I think you were there too, right?
No, it was him. It was Will. And
Brandon.
Brandon, and it was one more.
We made a bet, right? $10.
Yeah, I bet Brandon Bloss $10. We went by like.
We got to get Bloss on the show sometime when the Bucks have some big news.
What big news?
Who knows?
I made $10 can't predict off the future. Brandon.
I have opening day pulled up. Or how does this work right here? Tip off. So Tuesday, October 16th. The first game is going to be the 76ers and the Boston Celtics.
That's a good game. Mm-hmm. Rivals mm-hmm. playing against each other.
And then the same night, these are on TNT, we got OKC and the Warriors.
Durant. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Wednesday, we got Pelicans and Rockets.
That would be a... I don't know, that's...
Depends.
Just a game.
Pelicans might not be as good.
ESPN, and then this one's also on ESPN that same day. Mavericks and Suns, couple.
Luka.
New teams with new players.
I'll be watching that one, supporting my guy.
That's we'll have to watch new players.
Larry Bird 2.0.
If you say so. And then Thursday, we got Bulls and 76ers, so the 76ers play again.
Yeah.
So that's... pretty good game.
Then I think Zach LaVine. Raptors and Wizards.
That's Friday. But Thursday also has Lakers and Trailblazers. That's a good game always. Yeah. TNT. ESPN, we got Celtics and Raptors. Now that is like Eastern Conference Finals right there.
The Battle of the East.
That's legit. Then the Warriors and Jazz. Uh-huh. If the Jazz can clutch that, that'd be so cool. Then Saturday, we got Raptors again. Against the Wizards, so another Eastern Conference top teams.
The Wizards are not top team in the East.
I believe they are.
They're
top five.
Yeah, they are.
Top five, maybe, but they're not.
John Wall, top five point guard. Bradley Beal, top five shooting guard.
No.
No. John Wall is not a top five point guard.
Who? Name your top five right now.
Stephen Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie. And mm-hmm.
Dame. And then...
And you said Bradley Beal's top.
And who else? That's four people.
Chris Paul, John Wall.
No, ooh, I would. John Wall actually might be the fifth best.
You said exactly. Wait. You said Bradley Beal's a top five
shooting guards, possibly.
So mine goes James Harden,
DeRozan,
Jimmy Butler, DeRozan, Clay. I think we're missing somebody. Devin Booker, I think, is better than him.
Mm-mm.
I like Devin Booker.
Not yet. He will.
Yeah, not yet.
Devin Booker or him? I'd rather take D-Book. Devin Booker's a walking bucket.
He is, but Bradley Beal's just... he's a pro.
You forgot about Luka. Luka's top five already.
False.
You're funny. Let's continue on here. Then, where were we? Raptors, Wizards. Rockets and Lakers. So LeBron versus Houston. And who knows? Houston could go to the NBA Finals if they beat the Warriors.
Yeah. I think they had like a 1 year window. I think they're.
Yeah.
I don't think they're.
I think Mel's going to make them worse.
Yeah, defensively, they.
And Trevor Ariza was like. They don't really have anyone who could guard LeBron or Kevin Durant.
Yeah, nobody can guard Kevin Durant or LeBron.
And then Sunday, we have Rockets and Clippers.
Rockets. Chris Paul returns again. Might be another fight. That'll be good.
That'll be really good. That's all I got for opening day right there. Or opening tip-off, whatever you want to call it.
How do you guys feel about your team's, like, free agent moves this summer?
Like, our teams?
Yeah, like...
the Pistons, they got Zaza Pachulia, you already know.
Oh, boy.
We got Jose Calderon.
Oh, boy.
We got Glenn Robinson, if you remember him from the dunk contest.
I don't even watch that. That stuff's terrible.
So we got basically nothing.
Yeah, and we got Anthony Tolliver.
Yeah, we lost Anthony Tolliver.
And we got this
He's so cold.
And we got this one other guy. He's like a two-way contract. Did you hear about they let Michael George's Hunt go?
No, I did not.
Yeah. They let him go.
Why?
I don't know. So now my video of an NBA player is useless.
Hmm. Okay, I just found this rumor online, Dunking with the Wolves. Two Jimmy Butler trade scenarios with the Miami
Heat. He ain't getting traded.
let's see.
He's not going to trade to the Heat.
Well, they do have Hassan Whiteside.
Why would we want Hassan? Doesn't even try.
We have Cat.
I'm just reading.
I saw this thing on Bleach Report that Tom Thibodeau talked about a small ball lineup that Jimmy would be at the four.
Ooh.
So I feel it could be like.
Wait, who else? Who would start?
No, this is like it won't be our starting lineup. Just be like
Oh, will we put Rose?
Yeah, I feel like Rose, Teague, Wiggins, Butler.
Ooh,
Cat, or like Wiggins take out, put Anthony Tolliver in. Or like Josh Okogie, who I don't feel like he's going to play. Dude, why do you keep looking up all this?
Jamal Crawford also would be honored to play for the 76ers. Do you think he'll go somewhere before free agency ends?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, for she can still ball.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
Go to the Warriors. You can
just ISO your...
You'd fit perfectly in the Warriors team.
He actually would.
He would, but he's not going to go there. Mm-mm. No way.
You better not.
I'd rage.
Well, it's already not fair.
How is it not fair?
The NBA?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jamal Crawford.
Nah, Jamal Crawford looks like he's like 18.
I know, he doesn't age at all.
I was watching, my mom's like, is that guy a rookie? I'm like, nah, mom, he's like 39.
Yeah, how old is he? I thought he's turned 40.
He's not 40.
Or no, that was Manu. Manu Ginobili. going another year.
Is he?
I believe so. Timberwolves Butler has minor hand surgery.
That's old news. That
was way old. Thought that was new.
Let's look at some Andrew Wiggins news, like MVP.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
He was like number 5 after like the first 2 weeks of the season, I remember that.
For MVP?
MVP voting.
Well, you know, it's every year's MVP.
Then he choked so much.
So going through our lineup, you know.
Timberwolves.
Aaron Brooks is still on the team. Mm-hmm. Jimmy. This is last year's lineup. No, it is this year.
No, this is new because it's got Anthony Tolliver on there.
We didn't release George's Hunt. Oh. All right. I feel like Josh Okogie will be in the G League most of the year, or not play.
Probably.
What about CJ Williams? What do you think about him?
He's on a 2-way. He's from Europe, so he's still in Europe. We can call him over and say, hey, we need you.
He played for the Clippers last year, right?
Yeah. And then Justin Patton. I have no idea what we're going to do with that guy.
I don't know what his situation is. Wasn't he injured the complete whole season?
He was hurt the whole year, played like 2 games. Derrick Rose, I hope he plays well for us. Jeff Teague, I love him. Cat's my guy. Wiggins, MVP. You know.
I don't know about that. I think Anthony Tolliver is a nice fit.
Yeah, he's a shooter.
Yeah.
But that means Taj Gibson's going to be coming off the bench next year.
That is very true.
All right, let's look up the Pistons.
Wait, you think they're going to start Anthony Tolliver over Taj Gibson?
Hopefully. No.
I don't think so.
They won't.
Tibbs won't do it.
He'll be a good backup.
Yeah.
Because Taj and Thibodeau are...
Because on the Pistons, he was cold.
You know, Timber Bulls is our team name.
It's true.
Got the Pistons roster.
We're looking up the Pistons roster here.
I already know the whole Pistons roster.
Name it right now, then.
I bet. Reggie Jackson. Reggie Bullock. Stanley Johnson. Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, and then off the bench, you got Jose Calderon, you got Luke Kennard, you got Langston Galloway, let's see, you got...
Forgetting the MVP.
What?
Forgetting the MVP player.
Oh, Zaza Pachulia, duh. And Glenn Robinson, and...
There's one more.
One more?
There's actually two more.
Oh, John Lewis.
Yeah. And there's one more.
Wait, what position?
Point guard. 2 point guards, actually.
Oh, Ish Smith, duh. And I hate Ish Smith.
And one more.
And...
Yank is a new player for you guys.
Oh, is he a rookie?
No. He's from the Magic.
Well, we have Kay Felder, I know that. And we have Dwight Bias, too. We
got Jameer Nelson.
Jameer Nelson. Yeah, I remember him. I thought we cut him.
But it was a bunch of, like, G Leaguers right there.
Oh, yeah. Play. Bruce Brown, he's a rookie.
You guys anything else to talk about?
No, I think I'll have to look through the schedule a couple more times, see if I have anything that pops up that I'd like to talk about. Next time, I'll have to listen to the Jump podcast. I always like those. And a couple other podcasts. Podcast Nation.
Thank you for listening.
Big Moves NBA Talk signing out. We'll be back next time. Woo! Max, sign us off.